These days, food-related health issues are frequently discussed. Gluten-free eating, superfoods, vegan alternatives. But seriously, when was the last time you thought about the discovery of food canning and its inventor, Louis Pasteur? I bet it's been a while, if ever. This week, I'm talking about some of the greatest breakthroughs in food science. Today's topic, canning. Before the pasteurization of milk was adopted in the late 1800s in Europe and in the early 1900s in the United States, child mortality was about 25%. This new method of treating milk reduced this number dramatically. But before we take a closer look at the genius of Louis Pasteur, let's start with one scientific innovation in food preservation, canning. Conventional canning as we know it today began in France and is closely linked to the name of Nicolas Appert. Appert, a Paris-based confectioner and chef, began experimenting with preservation during the late 1700s, and he preserved foodstuffs such as soups, vegetables, juices, and even dairy more or less successfully. He originally believed it was the presence of air that made food go bad, and many of his early experiments were dedicated to removing that element. He was wrong, but he wasn't alone in his way of thinking. In the early 1700s, cooked meat was preserved over short periods of time by covering it with a layer of fat. Continuing with his experiments, Appert felt that it might actually be heat and not air that prevented food from rotting. He was correct, even if he didn't exactly know why. Today we know that it's the microbes. But the discovery of microbes making food go bad came only some 50 years later. Appert's experiments involved placing food inside glass jars, which were then corked and sealed off with a wax seal, very much like wine. The jars were wrapped in canvas and then boiled. In 1812, Englishman Brian Donkin used unbreakable tin instead of glass. And the tin can industry was born when Donkin built his first canning factory. Initially, this process was very slow and labor-intensive, as cans were handmade and took up to 6 hours to cook. This meant canned food was too expensive for ordinary people. Plus, the can opener wasn't invented for another 40 years, so those cans were actually a pain to open. When it comes to canned food, there are concerns over salt content and all kinds of additives and toxins today. However, it's entirely safe. How safe? In 1974, food samples were taken from cans discovered on a steamboat, which had sunk nearly 100 years earlier, and they were found completely safe to eat. Without a doubt, you wouldn't really want to eat the food inside those cans. It looked horrible, smelled worse, and any vitamins were gone, of course. But you could! That is why we chose canning as one of the most significant food science breakthroughs ever. Without it, the world of food would be a very different place.